as you'll stand by me.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
At Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches, Captain America, Brave New World is playing. Today is special price day. Any movie, anytime, any age, only $6. Go to acadianacinema.com, click on the Parkway Cinema, get the information you need. You love Cajun food, but you don't want to drive to South Louisiana? Best Stop Cajun Market on Toledo Bend is open, ready to serve you. 12442 Texas Highway. You can call them at 318-719-7454. Gumbos, etouffees, boudin, cracklins. All your favorite Cajun food is waiting on you. Tomorrow, it is State Representative Jack McFarland, who is also on the committee to cut spending in Louisiana. We'll get an update there. Thursday, it is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. And today, it is Dr. Amy Babo. She is the Dean of College of Nursing and Allied Health at Northwestern University. Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First off, congratulations, because Northwestern State University's online Master of Science in Nursing and Nurse Practitioner program has been ranked as the best in Louisiana, according to registerednursing.org. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. We are thrilled to receive this accolade, and we've shared it pretty widely, as you mentioned.
A young lady that's in nursing has a commercial on this station, or any of the Baldur Stevens communication station. And it says that if you're in nursing at Northwestern, you've got a job normally before you graduate. Talk to me about that.
Sure. We are happy to boast that the majority, if not all of our graduates from all of our different nursing programs, usually have multiple offers for employment prior to program completion or graduation.
Tell me about the nursing program. Kind of update us on where you're at right now.
Sure. So Northwestern State University has a very comprehensive offering of nursing programs. So for entry into practice as a registered nurse, we offer the two-year degree and the four-year degree. Recognizing that every student's pathway is a little bit different, we have traditional, where you're just starting college for a two-year or four-year degree to become a bedside nurse, or we have upward mobility for licensed practical nurses, accelerated students who have already maybe obtained a degree and want to come back and change into the nursing pathway, or one of our newer program offerings, we have the paramedic military medic 2RN program.
So how many people are in the nursing program at Northwestern?
Sure. So right now within our College of Nursing and School of Allied Health, we have approximately 2,300 students. Of those 2,300, about 1,800 are within nursing, and that can be at the undergraduate level, the two-year or four-year degree for RN nursing, or as you noted in the beginning, we have our master's program for nurse practitioners. We also have a doctoral program, which is entering to practice for nurse anesthetists.
Is this just at Natchitoches, or do you have other locations at the university that provide nursing education?
Yes, sir. So Natchitoches is our main campus, but in addition, we have three off-campus learning sites where nursing is offered, one of which is in Shreveport, Louisiana, the second of which is in Alexandria, Louisiana, and the third is in Leesville, Louisiana. We've strategically partnered with local healthcare agencies in those areas to offer clinical experience near to our students' home where they're geographically located.
So whenever a person determines to get into the nursing program, do they normally at that point know if they want to go into being an RN or some other position in nursing, or is that something they decide at a later date?
Yes, so the great thing about nursing, is that, of course, it's the most trusted profession several years in a row, but there's so many opportunities within nursing, and while caring for others may be the initial pull into nursing, once you get into nursing, we offer advising and career coaching for each student to find what best suits them and their goals and where they want to be. So if there's any type of interest in nursing once you arrive to our university, we're happy to help place you in the degree program and in the setting that's going to best help you meet your goals.
So most students that come to Northwestern, do they know in advance they want to go in the nursing program, or is that something to decide at a later date?
I would say typically, because it's, that job and that professional placement, the majority of our students, when they arrive to Freshman Connection, which is one of our big activities to help freshmen onto campus, they know that they want to be a nurse. They're not exactly sure in what setting or what type, but they usually do know that that's what they're there for. We do take those that aren't sure. Sometimes it'll be second year, and they may have been in a science track or other healthcare occupation, and we decide to switch into nursing, and we gladly welcome them into the program.
And if I understand correctly, Northwestern is accredited as having the best nursing program in the state of Louisiana, maybe in the South?
Yes, sir. So there's different types of accreditations, accolades and rankings, but we are the oldest state-supported baccalaureate program in the state. As you know, Northwestern is a state university, and we started the BSN in 1940. So we've been doing it for a long time, and we have a great reputation of putting out very quality graduates.
So is the program growing each year, staying the same, losing up clientele? What?
Yeah, so we're pretty dynamic with our innovative program and pathways. Overall, we're sustaining kind of our enrollment, but as new programs come on, we'll see upticks in enrollment. And with our completion rate, a lot of times our students are finishing a little bit faster. I would say we're pretty steady right now, but with our new program offerings, we are seeing a slight uptick in enrollment.
So Amy, curiosity question. Are just about all your students from Louisiana, or is the program known so well you're getting nationwide students?
Yeah, so predominantly I would say the majority of our students are local, because again, geographically, being in rural and central and north Louisiana, that's where we have our biggest draw. But certainly with our programs, we are pulling in applicants from the tri-state area of East Texas, South Arkansas, Mississippi, and whatnot. And for some of our programs that are a little more selective and niche and small, if you look at the graduate programs, like the nurse anesthetist program, there's less than 150 programs in the country. So often that program will pull from a wider geographical area and more on a national level.
Okay, so talk to me about some of the different programs in nursing.
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, if we do, a bottom-up approach of entering into practice, the RN, which is the registered nurse, we have the two-year degree and the four-year degree. We have traditional and non-traditional pathways. Our success rate with job placement we spoke to earlier, what I'm most proud of is that our graduates, when they complete the program, they all pass boards on the first attempt. So we've been 98, 99 to 100% over the last 3 to 4 years. And when you talk about the numbers, it's not a small cohort. We're talking about across all programs and campuses, several hundred graduates every year taking that NCLEX and the boards to become a registered nurse. So that's our oldest program, or our initial programs at the undergraduate level. And we've built upon those to offer the Master's of Science in Nursing as well as post-master completion programs. And those focus on those nurses who are already RNs who want to become a nurse practitioner or an educator or an administrator. As far as our nurse practitioner program, we have several different roles and specialty as far as acute versus chronic, family, women's, pediatrics, psych mental health. That's probably our largest demand program right now with the recent mental health movement and concern for maintaining mental health. We've seen a very large uptick in admission into that program.
Generally, when someone completes a program, they get their RN license and they start employment. Give me an idea of roughly starting salaries.
So I would say, depending on if it's acute care versus chronic, and again, what type of schedule, I would say the average would be between $75,000 to $90,000 a year annually as the salary for beginning RNs going to the bedside.
So which programs pay more?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Which fields pay more?
Oh, for nursing, usually acute care for an RN in the acute care setting versus the clinic because of the hours. So if you're working weekends or evenings, and again, that's the great thing about nursing is if you want to work 2 days a week, 3 days a week, Monday through Friday, you can kind of tailor those hours. If you're working those off-shift hours, usually that will lead to an increase in salary as well as the acuity. So in a critical care setting as a bedside nurse, typically, that will be a higher salary than those that are out in the outpatient setting, more in the community.
Dr. Amy Babbo is our guest this morning. She's Dean of College of Nursing and Allied Health at Northwestern University. We'll be back in a moment. Don't forget tomorrow, Jack McFarland, Thursday, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, in for his monthly program. Broadline Services, they're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. They are your Speed Queen appliance dealer. Maybe the appliance you've got needs to be replaced. If it's that time, call Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215 or go to broadlines.org.
Hi there, I'm Chris James, a student at Northwestern State University. Transferring to NSU last year was one of the best decisions I ever made. I'm majoring in communication, arts, and new media, and the hands-on experience here is amazing. From covering live events with ESPN Plus to working on NSU TV News, the student newspaper, yearbook, and even our on-campus radio station. This place has it all. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today.
Nichols is your fishing headquarters. Drop by our sporting goods department and check out our huge assortment of rods and reels. Great brands like Abu Garcia, Luz, B&M, Shimano. Need bait and tackle? We've got hooks by Eagle Claw, lures by Strike King, Rattle Trap, Bandit, and Norman. Custom baits by Gary Yamamoto and Yum. Keep it all together with a new tackle box by Plano. Trolling motors by Minn Kota and boat accessories by Atwood. Before you go to the lake, head over to your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Okay, first of the year, and maybe you're ready to redecorate your home and try and determine exactly what you need, how you want to do it. Let me make a suggestion. Nichols Stores in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny have everything you need for redecoration, and they can also provide some assistance as well. Stop by one today. They've been there for over 100 years providing great service. Don't forget, Bill Cassidy in Thursday. We're going to talk about his crucial vote to determine the new Department of Health. That's all coming up Thursday with Bill Cassidy. This morning, Dr. Amy Babbo is our guest this morning. And out of curiosity, okay, you graduate from Northwestern, you get an RN or LPN degree. Is that good in every state in the nation, or is it just Louisiana?
So thank you. So at Northwestern State, we do not prepare LPNs. We only prepare registered nurses or hired. And when a graduate completes the program, they're eligible to take their licensure exam. And once they become licensed, typically within nursing, your nursing license is domiciled to the state that you reside in. A recent movement in Louisiana, that's the state we're living in, we are part of what's called a compact system, where nurses from different state boards of nursing will accept licensure across programs. So you can have a single state, just for Louisiana, or you can have a multi-state, a compact license, which would allow you to practice, let's say, in Texas or other states. So the quick answer is, yes, once you become licensed, you typically can practice anywhere in the country, although you may need to seek approval from that individual state board of nursing.
Okay, we're at that point now where that when the program's over, you're going to say, boy, I wish Ted would have asked me this. So all the things I forgot to ask you, let's go ahead and cover them now.
Well, you've done a great job of asking questions. So I think there's so many great things to share about Northwestern. We've talked predominantly about nursing, and we had stopped with the master's program. I'd like to speak about one more program and then shift quickly to our School of Allied Health. So within nursing, we talked about our master's and nurse practitioner program, which is extremely popular, and as you mentioned in the beginning of the show, has recently gotten a good bit of accolades, and we're hoping more to come soon. We also have our Doctor of Nursing Practice program, which is the highest level within a doctoral degree framework for nursing. And at Northwestern State, we have the post-masters, those nurses, nurse practitioners who have a master's degree who want to obtain a terminal degree, a doctoral degree. And that's our organizational systems leadership tracks for educators and administrators. And we also have a baccalaureate, which is the RN kind of to DNP, which is the nurse anesthetist program. So that's one of our newer program offerings. The program started and was accredited in 2020. We've graduated two cohorts of students. All are employed as CRNAs, so 100% have taken their certification exam and passed. They're now CRNAs practicing and providing anesthesia care services in Louisiana and across the nation. So we're excited to share a little bit about that. And then shifting to our School of Allied Health, while the College of Nursing historically and the BSN program is the older part of the college, our newer addition is the School of Allied Health merged. And for our Allied Health program, the degree and the pathway that we're most widely known for is our Bachelor of Science in Radiological Science. So we are one of a few programs in the state that offers radiological technology, and we offer that in Shreveport and Alexandria. We are an accredited program. We have a great pass rate, 100% job placement. So within that program, in that degree, we just started, and we have our first cohort and our inaugural cohort of sonography. So anybody that's been in and around healthcare knows that ultrasounds are pretty popular. You can see a lot of great things with sonography at the bedside. So we have the only baccalaureate program for sonography in the state of Louisiana, and our first cohort will graduate in May of 2025. We're very excited about those students, and we've currently admitted our third cohort. So I think there was a need. There's no program locally, and again, the baccalaureate level. So we're very excited about that. And outside of those two role and entry into practice programs, we do have online completion programs at the master's and baccalaureate within Allied Health within our college. So I just wanted to share a little bit about the School of Allied Health, because certainly 55 years going strong, they're a big part of our college.
And I would assume that as people that have financial needs, financial assistance is available for college for the nursing program?
Yeah, so Northwestern has a excellent Office of Financial Aid, so from a federal level, and in partnership with our foundation, we give out many scholarships across different programs. And actually, one of the things I'm doing again today that I've done recently is we write a lot of grants, and the grant that I'm writing today that I'm hoping, fingers crossed, will be funded for is a scholarship for disadvantaged students, those from an educationally or economically disadvantaged background, which based on our state and kind of first-generation students and whatnot, a large number of our students would qualify. So we aggressively seek out funding and support at a federal, state, local level to help support our students so that they can achieve their goal of becoming a nurse or an allied health professional.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Amy Babbo. She is Dean of College of Nursing and Allied Health at Northwestern State University. We got a few minutes when we come back. Whatever you do, don't go away. Northwestern State University, I want to remind you, we've got the spring semester coming to a close pretty shortly, and maybe you're a junior or a senior in high school, and you're trying to make that determination where you plan to spend your 4 years furthering your education. Take a look at Northwestern State University at the cost, at the degree programs, at the safety issues. Everything you want to know is available. Contact Northwestern State University. Think about your future today.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years' experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
Hey, welcome back. One of the easiest things to do is to put off that eye appointment. One of the most important things you can do is to make that eye appointment. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center has 15 locations for your convenience in Louisiana, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, and Alexandria. Routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries, including cataract. For an appointment or more information, 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. At 8:05 this morning, it's the Mike McCarthy Show. 8:30, I'll be back for the No Hostage Report. With us this morning is Dr. Amy Babbo, Dean of College of Nursing and Allied Health at Northwestern State University. Amy, you have kids?
I do.
I don't know about you, but I found my kids stopped listening to me and thinking I knew anything when they got to be about 12 years old. Is that unnatural or is that normal?
Well, I have a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, and I think you're right on track with my not listening. So I think we're living the same path here.
Okay, so here's my question. For that junior, senior out there that hasn't listened to mom and dad on what they should do, and they're thinking about their future, and they're thinking about maybe wanting to get into the nursing program, how can they contact someone? Who can they talk to and get more information and find out more details about the programs that you guys offer?
Sure. So if any high school students or beyond are considering, a career path in nursing and or allied health, I'd say do it. It's one of the best decisions I've made as a nurse. There's the best thing you can do for yourself is obtain an education and seek a higher education setting. So I would suggest reaching out to us at Northwestern. You can look on our website. It's nsula.edu is our main landing website. From there, you can type in nursing or allied health, and it'll take you straight there. So we have advisors on every campus and in every department that can share how to get in touch with one of us. We do local recruiting events in and around the area, so don't hesitate to reach out to us. We offer comprehensive program offerings, and we are very much willing to tailor it to what best suits your needs. So please reach out to us because we'd love to have you join Northwestern.
Amy, you mentioned a number of programs this morning. How does the student determine which program they want to get into? Is that something they have to make a decision on when they first start, or is that something that comes a year or two later?
So they can identify where they might want to go, but it's pretty fluid. Nursing is complex and dynamic, so we offer the ability to change. We've had students switch from a, doctoral program to a master's, a different post, nursing, or they might decide a two-year degree and then decide a four-year degree. So we work very closely. We have a lot of different advanced standing transferred, so it's pretty easy for us to accept high school credits. For those finishing up high school that may have done dual enrollment, we have a lot of articulation agreements, and so we want to give you the best opportunity to finish the program kind of as quickly as possible so that you can get out and join the workforce and start providing care in Louisiana.
I'm running out of time, but I want to ask a question that just out of curiosity. Do you have a number of students that say, I really like this. I'd like to become a doctor instead of a nurse, or I'd like to be a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant? And if so, is that possible?
Yeah, so I just met with a gentleman a couple of weeks ago who was considering a career in physical therapy and now has decided he wants to be a nurse and then potentially a nurse anesthetist. So I think whatever your educational journey is, everyone's unique and it's limitless, right? So you can make it. It's your journey. It's your pathway. We're here to help guide you. So there's always opportunity for change. You're never stuck in a major with us. And if we don't have it, we'll try to build it for you. And if we can't, we'll help you find, who can best help you meet your goal.
Dr. Babo, it's been a pleasure having you with us this morning. Thanks for updating us on the program at Northwestern State University. I look forward to getting you back on again sometime.
Thank you. It's great to meet you. I hope you have a great day.
Of how we used to walk hand in hand.